The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation, channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, pro wrestling fans, here on a Saturday. You know what time it is. It is time for Busted Open Radio Podcast Edition. I'm your weekend host, Ryan McKinnell. And joining me, as always, got the Olympian, the Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, holding it down. And Mark, we got a stacked podcast edition for the listeners, for the nation out there. First off, we're previewing King of the Ring. King of the Ring starting last night on Friday Night SmackDown. Lots of good matchups. Lots of good possibilities. We'll see who's left standing by the end.
The possibilities are endless. We put together our thoughts, so you got to tune in.
And, bro, it wouldn't be a Saturday edition of Busted Open if we didn't give fans out there the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. That's right, weekly winner coming your way. And, Mark, for the listeners on this podcast edition, a very special interview with the one and only Big Damo himself, Damo Mackle, stopping by, which is very exciting. Former Killian Dane on NXT and WWE. He's a free agent, but he had a lot to share with us here on this Saturday edition, man. Big Damo with the heat today.
Not to mention just one hell of a good interview with all the energy in the world. The fact that this man can cook, that's worth the price of admission itself.
That's the sweet spot here on a Saturday show. All you got to do is relax, click play. Let's get it going here on a Saturday. Why, Mark Henry?
Oh, you still sucks.
This is Busted Open Weekend Edition. Let's get it going, Nation.
Great moments and memories and all that good stuff as King of the Ring gets underway this week, getting underway last night on Friday Night SmackDown. Who, Mark, though, is going to add their name to the annals of history when we talk about the Kang, right? We got a couple of choices. Finn Balor, Sami Zayn, obviously them advancing last night on SmackDown in both a good set of matches. Then next week, we're going to get Xavier Woods versus Ricochet and Kofi Kingston versus Jinder Mahal. I said last week that I very much would love to see Xavier Woods get that crown. But I'll tell you what, man, another guy I wouldn't hate to see as King of the Ring, and it's a guy who reminds me of my personal favorite king in the history of the business, Owen Hart. This man, when he went heel, I said immediately he reminded me of Owen Hart. That is, of course, Sami Zayn. I would love to see King Sami take that crown and roll with it, much like Owen Hart did. It would be very annoying. It would be very frustrating, and it would be perfectly Sammy. Who's your pick, though? World's Strongest Man.
You know what, man? That's a good analogy. I think that would be entertaining. But on the flip side of that coin, there was a guy named King Booker, and he used to have the pinky up in the air. And I think that Xavier Woods would be an exemplary king. Imagine all of the foolishness and the hijinks and the shenanigans that would go on with Xavier Woods as being the king.
The tomfoolery.
The tomfoolery, if you will. And if you won't.
I'm with you. Because you need In my opinion, I think the best Kings have always had an element of comedy. Obviously, you know they're serious. You know they can twist you up and break you down in the ring, right? Like anyone in the WWE can do that. Even our two picks, I think, are very clearly either Sami Zayn or Xavier Woods at this point. Although I like alliteration, and King Kofi does have a nice ring to it. I wouldn't be mad at that. You talk about the shenanigans, the tomfoolery, and the fun that a guy like Xavier Woods could have with that sort of storyline. I would love it. And it's not all fun and games and jokes, as we've seen with the New Day, right? All three of them. They can all be champions. They can all beat the shit out of you. They can all give you a hard Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Monday night, whatever you want to call it, right? They bring an element of seriousness to the table already. And we can already, and that's while also operating in what is, that's widely considered a bit of a comedy sort of gimmick the New Day has been running with for all these years, Mark. You know what I mean? So I feel like it kind of has a natural fit if you put King Xavier, King X, you can call him whatever you want.
Yeah, I also think, Ryan, that, you know, we're understating the prince becoming the king. Understating Jinder Mahal, who has bounced back from adversity. I mean, he had two back-to-back injuries that he came back from, and very likely will be one of the biggest returns of the year, the comeback wrestler of the year. It's pageantry is something that the WWE is synonymous for, but you have to have the talent to be able to do it. And there's four people in this field that I think could really give that a really good run.
Yeah, King of the Ring time. It is upon us. It is exciting.
Hi, this is Adam Schein, host of Schein on Sports on Mad Dog Sports Radio. The Adam Schein Podcast is back for another football season. I give you my passionate, hard-hitting opinions every week, including picks against the spread and fantasy football advice, all while talking to the biggest guests in all of sports. We talk to celebrities, media personalities, diehard football fans on a weekly basis. It's the Adam Schein Podcast, new episodes every Tuesday. You can listen to the podcast anytime on the SiriusXM app, iTunes, Pandora, and Stitcher.
This is the Busted Open Weekly Winner.
Yeah, that's right. Hour three, baby, coming your way, pro wrestling fans. This is Busted Open on a Saturday. And Mark, you know what the deal is. The start of every hour three, it's weekly winner time here on this show, where we give the pro wrestling world the best show that was in the week of professional wrestling. And it was a doozy, man. It was a doozy. It was another solid week. Had a weird ass finish to the draft on Monday night. I was at Steam Theory Brewing out there in Dallas, doing part of that Monday Night Raw watch party. I didn't know what the hell was going on with the draft. A lot of it didn't make sense. It was a little jumbled and disjointed. The show itself was fine-ish. It was watchable. I liked the idea of Charlotte and Bianca getting it in the main event there. Obviously, the DQ with the Becky Lynch interference, I wish we could have gotten more, but that's the way those things go. It's a teaser. It's a taste for what's ahead. But I like Charlotte and Bianca. The draft was a little bit whatever. What did you think about Monday night?
Man, I like Monday night, man. I thought that Priest and Hardy was great. And
yeah, you
know, having the Austin Theory stuff come in, which I think that it would have been better if Jeff would have been walking up the ramp and Austin Theory came out through the curtain and tried to do it on the stage rather than doing the big production in the ring. I mean, it just felt like it would have been, you know, easier. But, man, it was it was a good show. But and led it to the main event, having Charlotte and Bianca and not have a finish was counterproductive. I really do think, and I talked about this with Bully. Like,
yeah,
I would have liked to seen somebody win or lose. And then all of the extra stuff happened. It wasn't fair to either one of those wrestlers, because Charlotte had the best match that she's had in probably a year because she had to step it up. and Bianca was had the best match, I think, since WrestleMania, because she had to step it up and match who Charlotte Flair is. So why not reward the fans with a finish and then do all that other stuff? It's not like it would have hurt either one of them. They're both Teflon.
That's a good point.
And,
yeah, that's a really good point.
So Monday night was really good for me.
Okay. All right. Well, I am with you there. Why not give, send the fans home happy on TV too, not just in the arena. So, I would have definitely liked to finish as well. Now, we move on to the very colorful Tuesday as NXT 2.0 continues. There are things that I like about NXT 2.0. Bron Breakker, Mark, even though he's got that rocket ship strapped to his back, I like him. You know, it's kind of hard not to like Bron Breakker / Rick Steiner. The guy is, he's special, and you see why he's got that rocket strapped to his back. But Mark, boy, it is clearly more developmental now than it has been in the last, how many handful of years. We talked about it last week, some clunky promo work. And really on Tuesday, what I didn't like about NXT, it felt like way too much packed into a 2-hour show. It felt like all the stories were kind of happening throughout the show rather than being built up to the show. It was just very, very clunky booking. I did not like NXT really at all. Not a lot of it. And I haven't been able to say that about that show in quite some time.
Yeah, it's been a while since they've had one that, didn't live up to the standard of NXT. But I did get Cameron Grimes.
And as long as
I get Cameron Grimes, I'm good. But there were a lot of people that I didn't know who they were. Yeah. And there were people that were cutting promos that they did a lot of stumbling. It sounded like they were reading it off a piece of paper. And it wasn't the best effort.
Yeah. So we move over to Wednesday, a night that has been dominating for us here on Weekly Winner for quite some time, along with Friday Night SmackDown, in large part due to the work of the head of the table, the Tribal Chief, the one and only Roman Reigns. But if we said it last week, if it wasn't for Roman Reigns, I really feel like Dynamite would be running away with Weekly Winner for the last about half year, maybe even more. And Mark, Dynamite was a banger again on Wednesday. Obviously, the Elite taking on Jurassic Express, Bryan Danielson and Christian Cage to kick off the show, which was like 25 minutes of just like 8-man badass chaos. We had the AEW debut of Bobby Fish taking on Sammy Guevara, which was a really solid match. Serena Deeb taking down Hikaru Shida, which was a really solid match. And then we had that casino ladder match with Mark. I saw your comments earlier in the week. You were critical of a couple of the spots there on Wednesday in that ladder match. And brother,
which was a mistake. One of my comments I felt like was a mistake, because.
What was that?
I made a comment about something that I was scared of. Because I'm overprotective of the guys.
Hey, and that's not a mistake. That's just you speaking your heart, man.
Yeah, but I talked about some which probably was broke HIPAA laws, with an injury and that kind of
that's
thing.
That's fair.
And but that happened when I first got there. So it was a long time ago. It was like 3 months ago, and 2 months ago. So. It was kind of one of those out of turn type of conversations that, it was a lot of wrestling this week. It was a lot of radio.
Sure was. For me.
And, I'm not perfect, but I own my mistakes and, stuff don't happen. I make mistakes and I try to fix it immediately. I come up with a strategy on how to fix situations. So that's just the man in me, and I'm going to keep it moving.
Like when you spoil Bad Boys for Life.
I made a mistake, Brian. Don't bring
it
up.
People don't forget, Mark. The internet remembers forever. But yes, Wednesday night was a badass show. Really well done. I enjoyed Dynamite along with you and the return of Hang, obviously getting the dub in that ladder match was a nice touch. The match itself was outstanding. I really enjoyed Wednesday night. And then we turned the page to Friday. Thursday, I should mention, Impact had another great show. They've got that Knockouts Knockdown going down tonight on Impact Plus, as continue to put on solid shows. And really, very few companies out there highlight women as well as Impact. It's not just doing currently, but what they have done throughout pretty much their existence. So salute to them and another solid show on Thursday. And then we turn the page to Friday night, which Rampage, for a one-hour show, Mark, Ricky Starks taking on Brian Cage in a Philly Street match. Obviously, you get Jade Cargill out there with a nice highlight. You get that Lucha Brothers defended their belt against the Acclaimed. And then the night starts with like a 20-minute CM Punk match with the Future in a lot of people's eyes in some regard with Daniel Garcia. And not just any match, Mark, a well-told story. Hammerlocks, right? Transitions, storytelling. God, I loved it. For a one-hour show, are you shitting me?
Man, it was so good, man. And I like I said, I hate I spoiled it, but listen.
Yeah, well.
Those guys, they went out there and left their soul in the ring, and the fans felt it. The fans, if you would have heard the reaction from the fans out that whole match, you would have thought it was a pay-per-view. It felt that good. And anytime you start talking about how you feel as opposed to what you saw, they got you. They got you. And that show, when at the end of the show, when Hangman came out, bro, he was not around all day. I never saw him. It was a surprise to me, that's what I want. I want to be surprised.
Of course.
And of course. I got that. I got it. I was, man. Thank you. Hell of a job for everybody that was involved. As you can hear the excitement in my voice, I think you can kind of know what I feel like was the best thing in wrestling this week.
You cannot deny that the best show in this week, you can throw Impact in there. If you're an Impact fan, Impact had a really solid show. I wouldn't be against that. Okay. That's Chris fine. Bay that was awesome. Probably Chris Bay is the shit. Right. And I would have no problem with you. That's probably the number two show for me. Honest to God. Impact probably was, but that is a distant second behind what for me was by far the best show of the week, and that was AEW Dynamite. Not being a shield, not being anything, I'm telling it how it is. Pro wrestling is on fire. Just Dynamite was a little bit more in fuego than everybody else this week. Really solid show from Wednesday night and AEW Dynamite. Salute to them. Salute to everybody this week that made it another entertaining week in professional wrestling. That does it for Weekly Winner.
Hey, everyone. This is Kirk Morrison.
This is Greg McElroy.
And this is Nate Burleson. With the 2020 NFL season finally upon us, we're excited to announce three new NFL podcasts from SiriusXM.
On Total Coverage, we'll explore the hows and the whys behind the week's biggest results.
On Inside the Pocket, we will go under the helmet for all the quarterbacks in the NFL.
And on 17 Weeks, Jamal Adams, Emmanuel Sanders, and Eric Ebron will discuss the latest NFL stories straight from the locker room.
New episodes of all three podcasts will be available every week on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The man we bring in right now is going to fit very nicely in that conversation. He is one of the best big men in the business today. You know him as Killian Dane from NXT and the WWE, but we know him as Big Damo Mackle, who is a gigantic nerd himself. Damo, I was checking out your Twitter feed. We got Carnage 2 on the docket, my guy, or excuse me, Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. We got What If. Is there a better time right now than to be a nerd?
Honestly, this is the best time possible to be a nerd, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
The streaming services, the movies, now's the time to like show your true colors. So
flex on
we're also sizist. We're big guys. We love men of virtue is what I call it. You gotta have a little meat on your bones to follow.
Man slapping me.
Mark, when I first met you, Mark, did you know, I don't know if you know this, right? We met at an NXT show, and everybody's quite intimidated to talk to the big man, Mark Henry, right? But then you get him started talking on Luke Cage and the MCU, and suddenly he's a sweetheart, man. That's what happens.
Oh, my God, man. Like, the dude knew how to get to my heart. You start talking Marvel, you start talking about DC comics, you start talking about movies. Oh, man, I got conversations for you all day.
Food, hip-hop, and nerd culture. That is a three ways.
Well, we weren't
in Kittern
at the time, so that makes sense, actually. So.
There was a synergy. There was a synergy happening there, Damo. There was a synergy happening there. So, yeah, man, I'm very much looking forward to this conversation. Obviously, nerd culture and food, and we are sizes here on Busted Open. But, man, for those that don't know, you were a part of that fourth wave of releases earlier in the summer in NXT, in the WE. Obviously, I think there were a lot of people that were surprised by that. The fans of yours, and they are many, Damo, they know how talented you are. We know how talented you are. You know how talented you are. I know you're just getting back in the swing of things. I saw that you have an event booked coming up at, what is it? It's going to be an OTT over there in Belfast. You're making a little bit of a return. Man, it's just, it's got to feel good that that at least on some level, things are getting back to normal for you, Damon.
No, absolutely. One of the main problems for me was, obviously, I'm a foreigner living in United States. So, you know, I had a lot of legal hurdles I needed to jump through before, you know, I can actually work again or get back in the country and see my wife. So, for me, this has been brilliant. Like, we got the good news last week. I actually picked up my card yesterday. So everything is really good.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm so excited because I can actually reply now to promoters and everything else and actually say, hey, yeah, I can take that, dude. So, I'm very excited to go to Belfast and Dublin at the end of October. It's the first time I get to see my family in 2 years, obviously with COVID, how it was.
Oh my God.
No way to travel.
Man.
So I'm a big family guy, and like, I've missed them terribly, and I've made sure to try and every 3 to 6 months get home. So this is the longest since I was 18 years old. I left the country at 18. This is the longest I've been without seeing my family. So I get to get that ticked off, and I get to wrestle again. So it's going to be a double for me.
Wow, that's when good. You get that trip home and you don't have to pay for it.
I don't want to say that, but yeah.
It's too late. I put it out there. I know what's going on.
I was trying to be a bit smoother than that, Mark, but thanks.
Hey, I got a question for you. Like, I watched you work when you was working Extreme in Ireland, and you worked a little bit differently. You worked like a big guy. You came over here and you started adopting to the way that they wrestle here in the States. Like, are you going to go back to being a press slam, power slam, pick you up and throw you into the turnbuckle monster guy? Are you going to try to stay with the jumping off the second rope clotheslines and stuff that I get mad at when I see it?
That is a good question. I think we all got a little bit carried away this last few years, Mark. And, you know, like, a good idea at the time. And afterwards, you're like, oh, that really hurts. So.
Hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell you something. It hurts more when you're a big 280, 300-pound guy jumping off that second and top rope, man. Like, you are so effective. The little things that you do look like you should go to jail for. So please, pretty please, with sugar on top and the cherry, stay on the ground. Dominate.
I'm with you. That sounds great, to be honest. So.
No, I disagree with both of you. I know it's your body, but I want to see you do crazy shit, man. You got that the big Scott checking his beard around and just big orange flurries and just fucking shit up ringside. No, Damo, get him. Don't listen to Mark. Get wild.
Hey, every time I see Damo, you know who I think of? You ever see the cartoon, the Croods?
The Croods?
I'm really interested how he's going to bring this one.
The big red beard, big husky muscled up dad, and he's got the prehistoric family, the movies. That man, I see every time I see that, I think that's my guy. That's my guy right there.
Hey, I've been called worse, Mark. I'll take that. I'll take that all day.
Hey, listen. Anytime you get compared to an iconic franchise, it's okay. It's okay. Just take some pictures of you and do a split screen and post it. Maybe they'll cast you.
Live action version, I'm in.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get them bookings, brother. Get those
bookings. That's a businessman right there. That's a businessman.
I was saying, get that villain character in a sequel or something. Yeah.
The guy that's Asgard. I think yes. I see him too. Every time I see Thor or any of the Thor movies, the big guy with the red beard that is one of Thor's merrymen.
You know, he's from Northern Ireland, the actor as well.
Is he?
There you go. There's a little bit of knowledge.
Y'all might be related. Y'all look.
It is a small country. I get it. It's pretty small. So.
That's funny. Hey, Damo, we're here with Damo Mackle, formerly Killian Dane of the WWE and NXT. Man, listen. I know there are a lot of people out there that are excited to get some insight into what's next for you. We obviously know your non-compete is up. The world is hopefully going to be, opening up for you. I'm talking about not like COVID, the world's going to be opening up. I'm talking about professionally. COVID's a whole different story. But, bro, like, what does the future have in store for you? Can you give us any insight on who you might have been in contact with, where you might want to land? What do you see the next couple years of your career looking like? Because I know, Damo, people are very interested to see what's around the corner for you, my guy.
Well, I can't give the game away completely, Ryan, but
I've been
in contact with almost everybody. That's probably the best way I can kind of put it. And honestly, my goal for the next year minimum is to try and get everywhere, wrestle everybody that I possibly can, because I'm fit, I'm healthy, and I'm raring to go. I'm at that position in my life. I'm 36 years old. You know, I've been blessed with how my career's went so far, but now I want to get out there and do everything that I possibly can before I can't. With honestly, the best way I can answer it is, at first, I'm going to get back to Europe. You know, as I said about seeing my family, and I want to try and like pay it forward to the guys who are back there right now, because a lot of people helped me get to this level, and I want to be able to try and give it back a little bit first. And then I'm going to do my very best to get all across the nation here as best I can.
Well, now you got that visa, man. That's a big part of it.
Yes, sir.
Also, you and I have a mutual mentor and Fit Finley.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about how Fit Finley influenced you.
So obviously where I come from is an incredibly small city. So growing up as a wrestling fan, and you find out, wow, you know, there's a Northern Irish professional wrestler who's not only like on, you know, national television, but he's absolutely incredible. So literally my entire life, you know, I realized that I could do this because he did it first. As long as I got good enough, if I worked hard enough, then I could make it. And he's from literally 5 miles away from where I'm from. My grandmother worked with some of his relatives and stuff like that. Like, I'm not even going to get into how small Northern Ireland is, okay? But honestly, he was, growing up, he's such a huge, massive influence for me, because, like, I believed that I could, because I got to see him do it. And as I became a wrestler and I got to watch him, I realized how good he was. As a kid, you don't necessarily know what's good and what's bad. But as a wrestler, I realized this guy is absolutely incredible. And then when I came to WWE, I got to work with him when he was a producer. And I got to work with him when he came back to NXT as a coach. And one of the best experiences of my life is I was getting in 3 days a week to work with Fit Finley. And I've been wrestling for 16, 17 years, and I'm learning new things every second. And the stuff that he's forgotten is more than I'll ever know. But, you know, it was great to get in the ring with him. And honestly, like, to get the knowledge from him, and the fact that he was with WWE for so long backstage, you know, there's so much to learn from him from so many varieties, not just in ring. He came up with so many great ideas. But no, Fit is such an inspiration to me as a Northern Irish person, as a wrestler. And then later on, like, you know, if I was ever to go into coaching or producing, he'd be my model for that too. He was just such an incredible man. Wow. And I just, every match I saw with him, I believed everything he did. And I think that for me is it. That's the key to this business.
When you're out of the WWE, the whole world is open to you. And in a pro wrestler's heart, the ability to create art is never larger. I would imagine on some level, Damo, you're feeling it.
Absolutely. Listen, like, I was very blessed. Like, as I was coming up in the industry, I got to wrestle with a lot of the New Japan talent. I got to wrestle Shinsuke Nakamura, Tomohiro Ishii. I got to wrestle Tanahashi, you know, so like those were pivotal to me as I was learning and as I was coming through and trying to figure out who I was. So there'd be nothing I'd love more than to wrestle the likes of Ishii again, especially knowing what I know now and what I've learned over the last 5-6 years. I would love to be in that situation again. And then there's so many, like, I never got to wrestle the likes of Okada and stuff like that. Shingo, there's just so many guys over there who are incredible. And even, you know, I would love to wrestle Dave Finley Jr. Actually, that would be one that would be fun for me anyway, you know.
Yeah, but, well, I might know somebody that knows somebody that might know somebody. And let's, you know, we'll get off the air. I'll get your number and everything. And if you want to do that, man, let's make it happen. I want to see the big guy. I want to see everybody do well. But especially the big guys. I am a sizes. I love my big people.
This Zoom looks very uniform. We're all like, yeah. Well,
big husky guys.
That bald, but I was just saying, we all got beards and big dudes with big bellies. Yeah, yeah. And
I knew I was coming to the right wrestling place. I knew this was the thing to be on Saturday mornings. I'm telling you.
you're home, Damo. You're home. You're in your truck.
Well, welcome home.
This is a safe space. This is the place you need to be. Absolutely. We're really excited to be joined by Damo, former Killian Dane of the NXT and WWE. Damo, I got to ask, man, for their folks out there that may not know, Miss ASH herself, Cross, almost a superhero. That is your boo. That is your SO, your significant other, your wifey. I think you just dropped her off at the airport, man. But listen, I have loved what we've seen with this ASH character. I love that it is brought on by her and the creativity of her, sort of the birth of her passion. I love that. She seems to be enjoying herself. What are your thoughts on this this new sort of career arc for Nikki and story and this ASH character? People seem to really be digging it, man.
Honestly, like, I just love the fact that she tried to design something that would appeal not just to, you know, adults, whatever else, but to appeal to children. And I think that's such an important thing for going forward, you know, for the next 10 years, 20 years. But like, you know, it comes from her love of this entire industry. It comes from her love of Marvel and DC and everything else as well. So to be able to marry all that together and walk into Vince McMahon, give him this pitch, and he goes, yeah. I mean, that's pretty cool, because there's a lot of people, one, don't go in there. There's a lot of people who don't want to talk to him, who run away, whatever. But she went in, she gave him a pitch, and then randomly, about 2 months later, she gets a text on a Sunday morning saying, yeah, we're going to do it. And that, you know, that's the best part. Like, listen, I know that people are going to be up and down, because it's, some people really liked her as Sanity Nikki, and I get all that, but listen, there was no longevity with a kind of crazy character, and you never see why she's crazy. So I understand why people liked it, because she committed to it and she put a lot of effort into it. But with the ASH character, she gets a chance to really explore a completely something brand new that hasn't been done in a long time. And she did it right from day one on screen. And I love it. Like, there was no vignettes. It was literally a promo backstage. Like, in fact, right, in Gorilla, as she's about to go out, and it's all, I'll go from there. And listen, it's been a learning experience for her, but it's been so much fun watching her get confident in the gimmick and get good at the gimmick without house shows. The house shows have started again now. Great, as she's pretty much as like a lot more polished. It would have been great if it had been the other way around, but like, that's the beauty of, as bad as COVID has been, there's been an opportunity for people to really stand out, and this is definitely an opportunity, and I'm personally loving it. I can tell.
Like,
listen, I'll be your manager. That sounds great to me. You know,
man, it sounds so good to see that the love and respect for her as a talent. But you know, you're sharing it as a husband, and man, it's real cool to see that you're so happy for her. Also, you know, being in Orlando, I always have to bring stuff back to food. I can't help yes, it, he man. Does. It's it like happens. A part of
every
it's
hour.
It's a part of my life. Like, where in Orlando have you found a food, a style of food, something that you just go, oh man, I can't live without that?
I'll let you in on a secret. I actually am a really good cook, and I like cooking myself. Ooh. So yes, I will go and I will eat anything anybody puts in front of me, but I love nothing more than cooking my own food. So
Hold on. I'm going to throw a question out to you, because another man that I think you spent some time around with, Baron Corbin. When I see Baron on social media, that man can cook. I know Mark Henry can cook. Are we dealing with a potential cook-off in the future of the pro wrestling world? Because Damo, I believe you. Like, I can see it. That was a very confident delivery. Mark was like, where do you like to eat? And you were like, at my house, because I'm awesome.
And he's just trying to weasel his way in to doing the taste test. That's all that was.
Listen. If I get to eat food, then there's nothing's went wrong. You know what I mean? That's the best day.
What's your specialty? What do you like to cook?
So I literally just, I've been playing with it a lot, okay? But so my wife, her family has a tradition, which is a steak pie, which is like, it's filet mignon in like different types of gravy, vegetables inside a pie, you know, like a savory crust, right? Now, this is something I've had to learn, because it's not a tradition in my family, but I got really good at making a steak and Guinness with black pepper pie, and it is incredible. So that has been my recent one, Mark. I might have to cook for you one day, you know.
Man,
I'll
bring brother,
a slice for you.
Hey, I feel like this is going to be something that we're going to revisit in the next couple of weeks.
Like, that's a traditional.
I'm all about that life. I might have to fly you to Austin. I got a nice little studio set up. Like, you know, we can cook in there and record everything. We can invite Ryan to come watch us cook it up, get cooked all up, and then we can just sit there and just eat our faces off.
I'm in. That sounds great.
We're all in.
Facebook Live, baby.
I got a sausage in the fridge over there. I'm thinking about getting in during the break. We're always thinking about food. Let me, bro. Damo, we're about out of time. We're up against it. We're actually taking you up into a double here. So I got as much time with you as possible, because I love this conversation. I do want to end on this though with you, Big Damo. We were talking about Nikki Cross, Nikki A.S.H., your relationship. How cool is it to be in a relationship like that, where you're two creative people, you're in the same business? Obviously, you understand each other's frustrations and all that, but more importantly, you understand you're each other's creativity. That's got to be a cool feeling.
Honestly, like, we've been together like 13 odd years, and to be able to see this process, like, start to finish, like, when she first started wrestling to where she is now, it's been incredible, and she's been so supportive for me, like, throughout my many faults, and she helps me with all the things that I need to work on and stuff as well. So no, it's been brilliant, and I'm just so excited for her going forward. I've been blessed that I met her through wrestling, you know what I mean, and I'm really excited for what's next.
Well, very well said, my guy. Big Damo Mackle here, former Killian Dane of NXT and WWE. One of the best big men in the business. One of the best men in the business. Can't wait to taste that steak pie. Damo, man, thank you so much for joining us on a Saturday, my guy. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, guys. It was a lot of fun for me.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.